And we're back with Colleen Kettenhoven. Colleen, you know, we were talking about bosses' pet peeves, and we were talking somewhat about, you know, people that, you know, they could be having an issue with their job or with their boss and that sort of thing, and they're quite miserable in their job, but, you know, they're stuck. Because guess what? Nobody's offering them a job out there. In fact, you know, people are getting laid off left and right. There's plenty of people that have been out of work for a year or more, and they've basically given up looking for the work. And what can you do with those people?
With the people who you're managing?
Either one.
Who you know don't really want to be there?
Right.
Well, the first thing that I would say is, somebody's managing a difficult employee, and you're not really sure how to deal with that person, talk to your HR department, because that is their specialty. And
right.
Say to them, look, I'm dealing with an employee. Here's what's going on. Before I meet with them, what do you recommend I do? What should I say? You know, what do you want me to make sure that I document? So talk to your HR department, because they can really help you. Also, I do a lot of consulting and coaching, so somebody can contact me on my website, bouncebackhire.com, which is bouncebackhire, H-I-G-H-E-R, and I literally coach
clever.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Bouncebackhire, as in bouncing back higher from
right.
adversity and change. And even if you are an employee dealing with a difficult coworker, go to your boss. Talk to your boss about it and acknowledge that your boss is busy. You know, they're probably under a lot of stress. And before you go to your boss, because sometimes managers, they've got a coworker
right.
like this, make sure that you've done everything you can to resolve it on your own.
On
because
your own.
It goes back to bosses don't want to be the referee. So if you can show that you're proactive, because in all the research I did, that's something else that managers really want. People who are proactive, problem solvers, not running to the boss for everything. So do everything that you can. Then if nothing works with that coworker, then go to your boss. But certainly if you are the manager, consult with human resources, if you have a human resources department,
right.
or with whoever your manager happens to be, because the people who are going to be left are going to be people who don't want to be there. And
yeah.
as you said, they're afraid to go someplace else. So now you've got all this dead weight.
Right, right. And this is just, you know, just this dead wood that is bringing down the whole department or the whole company. And that doesn't help anybody. And, you know, I mean, you're exactly right, though, about trying to resolve it yourself. Because, I mean, you don't, in many respects, as an employee, you don't want to be in a situation where you're constantly painting a target on yourself from, you know, from upper levels and management by, you know, by doing these things and rocking the boat. Now, that's not saying don't protect your, you know, you have rights and, you know, and that sort of thing. But at the same time, you've got to be sensible and pragmatic about it as well. And, you know, I wanted to go into some of the other things that you talk about in your book and some of your materials, and that, okay, let's assume you are let go or you are fired. You go into some strategies and what employers are looking for in interviews. Can you go into some of that?
Sure, absolutely. And that's actually the first chapter in my book, How to Get a Great Job and Keep It. And there's a whole list of things in there in terms of what employers look for on interviews. A couple of them I'm going to mention that came up over and over.
Right.
Now, the first one's common sense. But as you know, common sense isn't always so common.
Right.
And that is, what they said to me was, people have to have enthusiasm and passion. Because
right.
if they're not enthusiastic on the interview, what are they going to be like once they're hired and they're here day in and day out? So enthusiasm, passion, commitment. The second thing, and this actually could be number one, this was huge, and that is that once you get the interview, they want to know that you specifically want to work for them, that you're not
yeah.
just sending out your resume willy-nilly and applying online everywhere, because that's what I'm hearing in my speaking engagements is people are shaking their heads and saying, you know, Colleen, most of these people applying, they're not even qualified. It's like they're just sending their resumes everywhere.
Absolutely. And it's about marketing yourself and knowing what you're going into, too. I mean, know the company, know at least some of the basics about the company that you're going in and interviewing for. And I'll never forget, you know, one of my favorite examples that I use for people sometimes is one of my close friends. It was my one of my fraternity brothers at Clemson in South Carolina. And Colleen, you don't know my show, but if I don't work in Clemson University and do at least one of my shows on a daily basis, then it's not a good show for me. So I got my Clemson plug in there. But anyway, so this friend of mine, he got out of college and he was just an English major, not an English education major, not anything like that. He barely even, you know, this was the dawn of the internet and, you know, websites and that sort of thing when, you know, when we graduated. But he didn't know anything about computers. I mean, I had never seen him use a computer, I think, when we were in college. So he goes to this resume, this firm that would help him beef up his resume. And they asked him if he had any computer experience. And he basically said, well, he had used a computer before. And then they put all these different things that he was interested in. So the next thing you know, he lands himself a job as like a web page designer at this one company. And then next thing you know, he's managing a whole team of web developers and doing a lot of PR. Well, then he parlays that into a job at the Pentagon as an assistant public relations director for this whole Pentagon renovation project. And then he becomes the director of that, and he's meeting with generals and talking with presidents and that sort of thing, overseeing the entire, you know, the public relations for the entire renovation of the Pentagon. And then he parlays that into the communications director for a community college, and now he's the communications director for Wake Forest University in North Carolina. And this is in the span of, I guess, however long, you know, 10, 15 years. And I laugh at him. I'm like, I know your secret, and I know, you know, I know where you started, my friend. But, you know, and that's not saying he hasn't done anything on merit, because he's a great guy and he's a smart guy. But, you know, it's one of those things where he knew sort of where he wanted to go in his life, and he presented himself in such a way that whether he was fully experienced in it or not, he could do the job. And that's part of, I think, what, you know, what people need to do. And every job that he went on, he knew so much about the company that he was applying for, in many respects, the branch of the government that he was part of. And I imagine when you're dealing with a lot of your clients, you're sort of, you know, you're helping them and coaching them to do that.
Yes, and you'd brought up they want to know that you want to work for that organization. You'd be amazed at how many people that I speak for or that I do consulting with who have told me that they'll do phone interviews or email interviews to screen people, in addition to when people send in information online. And they'll say, oh, by the way, if you'd like to visit our company website, it's, you know, blah, 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 before we talk again. And they said they are shocked at how many people, when they either meet with them in person or right, then they have a phone interview, have never visited the company website. And that tells them, okay, they don't really want to work for, you know, specifically HPK or whatever the company is.
Everybody wants to work for my firm, but we're regularly ranked actually as one of the best places to work, one of the best companies to work. But
that's impressive.
It is. We work very hard to do that. I think it's all related to our basketball pool, our Final Four basketball bracket tournament challenge we do every March, but it could be related to the wonderful pizza parties that we have and that sort of thing. But, you know, without digressing too much, you know, you talked in other parts of your materials about ways things like Facebook, Twitter, and texting can get you fired. What are employers looking at from their employees when they're seeing a lot of that? Because that's a big issue. And I'm dealing with a lot of clients that are like, look, this guy's on Facebook 24/7. Can I fire him for that? And that sort of thing. You know. So what are you seeing out there?
Well, it's interesting that you would mention that, because on my list of the top 10 biggest frustrations or of bosses number six is Facebook, LinkedIn,
right.
MySpace, whatever, Twitter, spending all this time on the internet for personal use. And I think that's going to quickly move up to maybe number four or five, just
yeah.
under the negativity and the high drama and
yep.
someone who's not showing up, or they show up, but they don't work, start work on time. This is something that I'm hearing more and more about, where the employee will post a nasty comment about their boss and or coworker by name,
yeah.
and post it on, let's say, Facebook or Twitter. And I've told them that based on all the research that I've done, and you would certainly know about this, Chad,
sure.
being an attorney, I don't think employers can specifically fire for somebody who says something bad about the boss. What I have read is if it's proprietary information, that's different, giving
yeah.
away company secrets. But bosses are just beside themselves because of the employees who are doing these things. And, of course, when it comes to people looking
yeah.
for another job, another thing employers are
that's
telling
the first
me,
thing they're looking at.
They're Googling. They're
of
Googling
course.
To see what people have posted online.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're, you know, and that's so important. And, you know, my first reaction to things like that are, how stupid can you be if you're there posting about either your coworker or your boss on Facebook, on Twitter, on any of this stuff? You've got to be an idiot. You know, I make sure on my Facebook page I'm talking about the Clemson Tigers or my dogs or, you know, what a great meal I just had at this restaurant. And that's about it, you know.
Right.
And if you don't want to read what I have, that's, you know, and I'm promoting Shore Law now, you know. But other than that, you have got to be an idiot if you're posting that kind of stuff. But, you know, some people are drawn to the drama and they want, you know, they want to stir that pot. And then it's like, they, you know, do you not have anybody else to vent to if you're that mad about your boss? And don't you think that will get back to them? I mean, it's just insane. Now, there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of reasons and ways in which somebody could be terminated for something like that. But, you know, it's, again, if we're advising our clients, it's got to be very specific, and we've got to know the full, you know, the full gist of it. But, you know, to your other point, that is the first thing, you know, I know when, even with dealing with, you know, a new assistant or that sort of thing, I'm checking out to see what the Facebook page is like and if they have any other articles or that sort of thing about them, because that's so, so important, because it really gives you a window into who this person truly is. And you know, it can be extremely difficult. You know, Colleen, when we come back, I want to get into some of your final thoughts on your advice for employers in dealing with problem employees and a lot of their pet peeves. And we'll be back on Shore Law with Chad Malkus.